Religious freedom gets a nod in the U.S. Walking to school means something different in developing nations. And MNN's Katie Harsh shares a story about the war on poverty in Haiti. This is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Atrocities around the world demonstrate the need for a big voice to say no more. That's the reason the Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom exists at the U.S. State Department. However, it remained empty for all but 30 months of the Obama administration. Open Doors' David Curry says at the National Prayer Breakfast, President Barack Obama made a vague promise to fill the spot.
I was encouraged that the president stated he would name another ambassador for religious freedom at the State Department. I'm going to be more encouraged when we actually see action on it, but it's a good first step.
The ambassador advises the State Department on policy issues related to persecution.
The world has been paying attention to the events that are happening around the world, the circumstances of Christian persecution, in a way that they haven't done before.
Despite shrinking freedoms, gospel work has expanded. Open Doors tells stories of the persecuted church. Add your voice. Share this story on Facebook. Meanwhile, government and evangelical leaders gathered in Washington, D.C. for a briefing on religious freedom in the former Soviet Union. Russian ministry sponsored the event last week. Their director of religious freedom issues, Wade Cusack, says they heard country reports
from Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Ukraine, Russia, who bring their reports about a situation, about what's going on in those countries, recent law changes, persecution of the churches, and so on and so forth.
They also presented ideas on how to cooperate with authorities and restore religious freedom. Cusack says many of these government representatives attended.
As a result of this briefing, evangelicals will be included into this dialogue. Their opinion will be heard by people who are making decisions. The government of their countries will see the evangelicals respected all over the world who have very good connection.
This is Mission Network News. In a country where it's illegal to film police, it gets a little tricky to complete a movie project, especially when police are stationed every 5 yards in the streets. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, wanted to show the difficult Christian life in Baghdad. In light of the recent upsurge in violence, Sat7 came across several miraculous Christian testimonies. They also saw up close the impact of Sat7. For the full story, go to missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, did your grandpa walk to school when he was younger? Did you know some kids still do that? Often children delay attending school until they can trek many miles all by themselves. Baptist Global Response Partners aims to fix that for 250 students in the Horn of Africa. A school is in the works, but it'll cost $94 a student. Log on to see how you can help. Pray the community will be impacted greatly and know the love of Christ. And Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. Poverty, corruption, and education are major disadvantages. But people are breaking out of poverty. MNN's Katie Harth tells us how from Haiti.
The majority of Loganoff's people exist on less than $2 a day, and Dede used to be one of them. He works as a translator, but it wasn't enough. Then Starfish helped him start a bakery.
The business I do is helping me a little better to feed my children. Thanks God for that, and I wish God will provide more and more for Starfish.
Dede received the very first Starfish microloan.
I am not able to do anything, but God can do everything.
Over the next 3 years, Starfish hopes to help 100 families start similar businesses. You can learn more about their micro-enterprise development at our website. From Loganoff, Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a generous gift, MNN is now offering Congo Dawn, a new best-selling novel from Jeanette Wendell. Though fictional, Congo Dawn gives you a picture of what it was like during rebel insurgencies in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Get Congo Dawn at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.